A picture is worth a thousand words, but what if you're trying to create a brand image in just one logo? How can you translate what the brand stands for into just one creatively designed image? Can Hawaii have a brand too? Eric Reese thinks so, and he's here to tell us about his work in the movie and entertainment industry, making some of the iconic posters that are seen worldwide. Eric, welcome to the conversation.
Thanks for having me. Should I talk in my public radio voice?
Well, you certainly can. We'll get a lot of listeners who are loving it. So tell me a little bit about how you came to be in Hawaii after being quite successful in Los Angeles and the Hollywood group.
I actually stepped out of like inner Hollywood, if you will, and became an independent freelance contract designer. And then when the recession hit, everything that was greenlit stayed in motion, and all ideas outside of that were put on pause. And it was harder to get money to lend to make films. And so there was less outside need for people like me. So when you are struck with financial restriction, other options rise to the top. I came out here for a wedding in, I think, 2010, and was like, why not? I mean, You can always go back.
Absolutely, sure.
You can always go back. I didn't actually think at the time that I was going to be able to transition my career in Hollywood to being a sustainable income source here in Hawaii. But I luckily was able to do that with a friend back in Los Angeles who had created a company that I worked for, then worked for in-house, then worked for out-of-house. He then sold that company, took a couple years off, reinvested in a new company, and they call me daily for work.
So what exactly does it take to be doing what you're doing? Tell us what a creative director does, and when you get a job, what does that entail?
Well, I have a wide array of different jobs, different categories. The heavy lifting is mostly entertainment, and that every job is different. So I could be working on a Jurassic World standee, or I could be working on a key art movie poster campaign for the new NWA film. I could be doing logos I worked on the new Mad Max film logos 9 years ago. I mean, it was that long ago. So you could read a script, you could get script notes, you could actually see a screener of the film before it comes out. You could get nothing besides still photography. And then the only requirement is you have to make magic, which is an awesome job. I mean, I'll complain about it sometimes, and then I have to realize I just worked on packaging the entire Star Trek original series into a box set, and the next day I was asked to work on new logos for a Star Wars trilogy. Like, I have to go, what? I had to do it in Hawaii.
I mean, and of all the things, it sounds like you found this wonderful place to live, and I don't want to say you didn't work hard enough, but you fell into this great career where you've really made it work despite not necessarily following a traditional path. And now you have work from everywhere. You also helped our earlier guest, Geraldine, and you helped him with Ohina Film Showcase.
Yeah, he's asked me to come on as the creative director to help rebrand it here on their 15th anniversary in 2015 with the second showing on the 15th of August, if you want to line those three things up. And you just said like the non-traditional path. That's the cool thing about entertainment is there is no traditional path. I'm going to get on a plane next week to fly to Atlanta for 10 days to follow my friend and producer around the set of Captain America 3, because I'm writing a script in my free time and I want to see how big motion pictures are made, because I know how you can market a film, and I know that films are stories. And then making a film is totally different than you can even imagine. So there's no traditional path. Like, it's just relationships and the desire to keep creating stories and stories inside of stories inside of stories. You're asking me right now about my story, making stories to get people to go watch stories.
It's just all comes full circle.
Yeah. It's
now,
crazy.
Do you think Hawaii can have a brand image too?
I think Hawaii already has a brand image. Everybody, and I say this, and I've heard people repeat this, people save their entire lives to come to Hawaii for one experience. One. I mean, in their entire, we heard a grandfather on a beach talking about before his dying wish was to bring his family to Hawaii. I think he was from Europe. We overheard it. And someone's like, that's what you say all the time. And people have heard of Hawaii. Very few get to come here. And I think there's a greater opportunity with the advent of the digital age that we have and the speed of the internet and where it's going, that Hawaii has the opportunity to elevate their storytelling, package up the intellectual property that is their stories, and then push them off island and then get a financial return back to the island and become a hub, if you will, as long as you treat it respectfully. You know, like, I know what I look like. I'm white. I'm Howley. I know that you get a lot of people coming in and saying you're doing things the wrong way. So you don't. You got to come in and witness and observe and learn what the stories are and then try and help promote it to a level that you can. I think Hawaii can be a premium experience away from Hawaii, if that makes sense.
Well, and that's sort of what you've tried to do with your company, Brand Studios.
Yes. I'm actually currently rebranding my company from Etc. Studios to Brand Studios. So a branding company that's rebranding is almost meta, if you will. But I've been taking a lot of creative license and input from traditional Polynesian and Hawaiian art, but then not trying to stop there where it's just triangles and rectilinear shapes that are etched in. It's what is that essence? And then how would it have progressed if they had more influence from the outside world?
You've got some really exciting things going on, and we'll definitely keep an eye on what you're doing and have you come back and tell us some more about the work that you've been up to. Thanks for joining us today.
Thanks much.
Eric Reese is the creative brainchild of Brand Studios, which is rebranding itself, and you can find more of his work on his website, linked from ours, hpr2.org.